We have winners at the French Open tennis tournament, and joining us to talk about that is commentator John Feinstein. John, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
I'm looking here at your former newspaper, The Washington Post. There's a giant picture on the front of Rafael Nadal, who looks like he's just been whacked on the head with a tennis ball. He's lying flat on the clay, but I guess he's celebrating. He's happy here.
He's rolling around on his favorite surface in the world, the red clay of Roland Garros. He's now won 60 straight matches on clay courts dating back to a year ago, April. He's won back-to-back French Opens. He beat the world's number one player yesterday, Roger Federer, who had won 27 straight matches in major tournaments and was trying to become only the third male player in history to win four straight major titles. And Nadal beat him. And to show you his dominance and Federer's dominance, Federer's 44-4 this year in matches, and he's 0-4 against Nadal.
Did that clay that you mentioned, the surface, make a difference in this match?
It makes a huge difference. Playing on clay versus playing on grass, where they'll go in a couple of weeks for Wimbledon, is a little bit like running in sand versus running on ice. It's almost a different sport when you play on clay. The ball bounces high. The points are long. You can't dominate at the net, whereas on grass, the ball bounces low. You have to play the net. If Nadal wants to become a truly great tennis player as opposed to a truly great clay courter, he has to adapt his game not only to grass, but perhaps more importantly to the hard courts where the U.S. Open and Australian Opens are played.
Is that where this rivalry goes next then?
Goes to Wimbledon in a couple weeks. Federer has won the last 2 years in a row, beating Andy Roddick, the American, in the finals. And we will see if Nadal can emerge and be more than just a clay courter once we get to Wimbledon and then, of course, the U.S. Open at the end of the summer.
Justine Henin Hardin, the women's champion, also dominant on clay.
She certainly is. She didn't lose a set the whole week. She won, like Nadal, her second straight French Open. She's now won the tournament three times. She has won off of clay. She's won on hard courts at the U.S. Open and the Australian Open. So she's not just a clay courter. With the women, it's a little different because the serves aren't as important. You don't dominate with a serve on grass when you're a woman the way men can with their extra power. But Henin Hardin needs to close the circle by winning Wimbledon herself, and she'll certainly have an opportunity in a couple weeks.
There was a name from the past that rose up on the women's side.
Certainly was. Martina Hingis, who, of course, she's ancient, Steve. She's 25. She's been around for hundreds of years. But she's been out of the game for 3 years. She won five major titles before she was 20, then started to have all sorts of injuries. She retired. She came back at the beginning of this year. She won the Italian Open a few weeks ago, and she'll be ranked in the top 10 when they come to Wimbledon, which is a remarkable achievement given that she was not in the top 200 at the beginning of the year. And her game is so much fun to watch that being back is a great thing for the sport.
Were there any Americans in this tournament, or were they all watching the World Cup?
Most of them were watching the World Cup or sitting on the sidelines. No American man made it past the third round. Venus Williams did make it to the quarterfinals on the women's side. But Americans and French clay just don't seem to go together. There was once a 34-year gap when no man won in Paris for the Americans. The women do a little bit better, but they haven't done a heck of a lot in recent years, and certainly not this year.
John, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
The comments of John Feinstein.